This is April 5th, 2022 at 5:39 PM. The City Magistrate Merit Selection Commission meeting has now commenced. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself as a reminder. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded, and we ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you're leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio, not by using the chat function. And with that, we'll go into roll call. Miriam Ferguson.
Here.
Suzette Jimenez. Absent. Grady Scott.
Here.
Zaida Olivier.
Here.
Dina D'Aglio.
Here.
BD Summit.
Here.
James Rappaport.
Here.
Okay, you do have quorum.
Alrighty then. Item two, approval of the minutes for the March 23, 2022 meeting. I'm going to make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second.
All right, we'll go to roll call. Dina D'Aglio.
Aye.
Is the Jimenez absent? Grady Scott.
Yes.
Zaida Olivier.
Yes.
Yeah. Evie Summit.
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson.
Yes.
James Rappaport.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0.
All right. And Bambi, did we have anyone on the line to for item three or call to the audience?
We did not. Let me check something real quick because it may. I did see someone went into the exec session. Let me just check to see if that's one of the candidates or if that was Suzette. So give me one moment. I'm going to do that on my other computer. But no, we did not have anyone submit anything in the email, and I don't believe we have anybody on wanting to speak at call to the audience unless someone has joined us that okay. I haven't noticed.
I'm gonna make go ahead,
give me 1 second. Yeah, okay, it's Sarah that's in there, so it was Suzette.
I'm gonna make a motion that we go into executive session.
Grady Scott, a second motion.
Okay, we're going to go into roll call. Dina D'Aglio.
Yay.
Suzette absent. Grady Scott.
Yes.
Vida Olivier.
Yes.
Dee Dee Summit.
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson.
Yes.
And James Rappaport.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes to go into exec session.
Do we have to go to a different computer again? Like we did before?
To the other one, to the executive session. was a motion and seconded to come out of the executive session and go into roll call. James Rappaport.
Present.
Dina D'Aglio.
Present.
Suzette Jimenez absent. Grady Scott.
Present.
Zaid Olivier.
Present.
Dee Dee Samet.
Present.
And Miriam Ferguson.
Present.
All right, everybody is back. And so our next item is future agenda items. So it will be on the next agenda, obviously, the interviews for Frank on Jankos, Matthew Walker, and Joey Flynn. So then that way, at that time, you guys can have the discussion again. So you'll have to probably more than likely repeat
What
you discussed, if you remembered what you said.
Yeah, that sounds fine. No.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, was there any other?
Yeah, we would also have to discuss all of the candidates, and I don't know if we need to agendize that because we're going to.
And that's where I was going with that. Is there anything else? So what I'll do is I'll make a note for myself to make sure to include discussion on all five candidates, not just the three that will be interviewed that day.
I have a question. We're starting at 5:45, we said.
Well, the meeting starts at 5:30. The first interview starts at 5:45.
And my question is, would it be possible to start at 5 to give us a little bit more time ahead of the thing to discuss the candidates? So is that something that would be hard for anybody to do?
If I remember correctly, and everybody here, I think that was the soonest everyone was available. The only person not on right now is Suzette, but if you guys had changes in your schedule, let me know so then that way I can make the appropriate time on the agenda.
I don't have any objection to doing it at 5:00.
Nor do I.
5:00.
Good for me, Dina.
Good for me too.
Miriam, I didn't hear you.
Oh yeah, I can do 5.
And then Zaida?
I think I can make that work.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do then is I will go ahead and set the April 12th meeting for 5 p.m. So then that way you'll have more time for discussion. We can do the roll call, the approval of tonight's minutes, call to the audience, and then you can go into exec and then have some time to do the discussion. Okay, so other than making sure to include discussion on all five candidates, changing the time to 5:00, any other future, any other items that you want to put on a future agenda item?
Nothing I can think of. Anybody else?
Okay. All right. So then at that one, we'll discuss if you're going to do the selections and everything for either a future meeting or setting it for mayor and council.
Okay.
So I'll make sure that all of that is depicted on the next agenda.
What did we decide? I was looking at the minutes and all. What did we decide about how we're going to improve the advertisement?
Oh, so I think, there was a thought I had right now too. I was going to tell you guys. I think what we had decided, Dee Dee, was that I would, when we have a new recruitment process, once I have posted in all of the places that is required I would let you all know that here is where they're all posted. And if I can find any links that are linking them to the postings, I will include that in a courtesy email to all of you. So that way you can disperse amongst the lawyer world out there and get the word out. Also, I was thinking right now, I wanted to let you know to also coincide with your request for better communication. I am going right now when we're done, I'm going to send an email to both Kate and Sarah thanking them for their time, and you guys will be copied, and just letting them know that we do still have another meeting for interviews, so it will be about a week before they hear if they're going before mayor and council.
That sounds perfect, Bambi. We appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Do we have a date that they would go in front of the mayor and council?
I think we were just throwing out there the second meeting in April. If we can get everything done for the first meeting in April, it will be the first meeting, but I don't think we'll be able to because delivery for the first meeting in April is, not April. We are in April for May. We should be okay for the first meeting in May. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong calendar.
Bambi, I just had another quick question, and thank you again for all of that help on all of that and those explanations. We really appreciate that. But I was just curious. I know you mentioned at the last meeting you were going to look into if there was anything else we were going to have to do this calendar year as a commission. You've probably been... Or are we going to be done potentially after April 12th?
Let me look. I'm glad you brought that up because I've just been so busy with elections. I haven't had a chance to look at my calendar for... I will look that up and let you guys know in an email. How about that? I don't want to keep you guys on while I'm looking for that.
I was just curious if we were going to have to block some time out this summer or something.
I'm
gonna make myself available.
It's going to be in May, so we'll be able to give information to whoever we pick that's going to go as to what the date is, so they know enough time to plan ahead if they want to be there.
Yes, I will make sure that happens.
All right, I am going to make a motion to adjourn.
Sounds good.
Have a good night, everybody. This is a good, productive meeting. Take care.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
I hope you feel better soon, James.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can we just say aye? We don't have to be vocal to adjourn.
No.
Good.
No. Not for adjournment.
Okay. Well, everybody, good luck with that.
Take care, guys.
My taxes. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next week.